From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It is your Thursday, almost to your weekend. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. 85 degrees, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Thursday to you. Our top local stories this half hour on the KKFT News at Noon. She attacks people with a bat in one Reno park. When cops try to stop her, she takes off in her car. Coming up, we'll tell you how fast a high-speed chase got on residential streets right here in Reno. Major cone zone delays expected on Pyramid Way this weekend. Directly ahead, YRTC says they have to close some lanes of a major Sparks artery. And a bear attack on the way. We'll tell you how one Lake Tahoe homeowner fought off a grizzly and lived to tell the tale. It is our top local story. Batter up. It's a bizarre story of a woman going after people trying to enjoy their day at Rancho San Rafael Park in Reno with a baseball bat. And then when police intervened, she led them on a high-speed car chase reaching 90 miles per hour. Now, this all happened yesterday when the 35-year-old suspect started swinging, hitting at least one victim with the bat before running off in a Honda. Police saw the getaway car. They tried to stop her. She instead hit the gas, running red lights at speeds around 90 miles per hour. She stopped off North McCarran near Sutro and backed into a Washoe County Sheriff's Cruiser, then fled right on to 395, later crashing her car at Virginia and Kitsky. She tried fleeing on foot, but deputies quickly caught up with 35-year-old Bria Klein. She faces a long list of charges. Fortunately, no deputies were hurt. Another high-speed chase, this one in Susanville. CHP says this went down yesterday when authorities saw a Lincoln SUV that was stolen. They tried to stop it, but the driver had different ideas. They kept going. Troopers brought things to an end in Red Bluff when they used a spike strip to stop the fleeing driver. Well, a months-long drug trafficking investigation leads to the arrest of a 36-year-old Reno man. James Ivory III was taken into custody on Tuesday.
Over the course of the investigation, detectives observed Ivory III on multiple occasions selling crack cocaine to individuals in the vicinity of his residence near Stoker Avenue and Stardust Street.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says when they searched Ivory's residence, there was little doubt they had their man.
9.67 grams of crack cocaine, $5,387 in U.S. currency, three firearms, one of which was subsequently determined to be stolen.
Ivory faces a long list of charges. NFMnews.com cone zone alert. Parts of southbound Pyramid Way will close tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 6 a.m. Monday from Victorian Way to York Way.
This project will fully resurface this section of Pyramid Way. It'll also bring a lot of important accessibility improvements. That includes multiple pedestrian-activated crossing signs. There'll also be more accessible sidewalks and driveways as well.
Meg Reganese from NDOT says the same closure will go down next Friday, all part of a $14 million project to improve the road. Well, you can buy Bitcoin and you can sell Bitcoin, but you might also play a role in making the physical coins as well. A factory to manufacture the actual Bitcoins themselves is coming to Sparks. Singapore-based Bitdeer is almost ready to open the plant off Pyramid Highway near the Spanish Springs Library.
Accessible, skilled workforce. And Reno also has very robust logistic infrastructure, and the business climate is extremely friendly.
Bitdeer CEO Catherine Gu on why they opened the facility in Sparks. The facility will actually be very environmentally friendly.
We will use less than 1,000 gallons of water a day, or approximately in that. And when you talk about household homes, you're talking about three household homes worth of water consumption on a daily basis.
That's Bitdeer Chairman Paul Hansen. The factory comes fully online next year, early 2027. It's expected to employ 70 people in very well-paying jobs. Well, from Bitcoin to gold, and recent reports showing Nevada's gold and silver exports are actually up thanks to higher prices on the market, that theoretically could mean longer life for Nevada's gold and silver mines.
You think about the importance of mining to places like Elko and Ely. When those mines close, if they haven't developed other industries to replace that, then those economies are going to go downhill.
UNR economics professor Mark Pingle. FM News Talk Elections Center 2026. He calls this an affordability crisis. The Democratic nominee for governor blasting Governor Lombardo and NV Energy.
Through the confusing demand charge imposed by NV Energy, Nevada households will be subject to a fee that could add more than $20 a month which would be more than $240 additionally a year. NV Energy is the only investor-owned utility to now impose a mandatory demand charge on residential customers.
Attorney General Aaron Ford says Lombardo's policies have allowed NV Energy to implement that demand charge you just heard about. The power company, for its part, says most residential customers will see their rates drop after the new system is implemented. A dramatic bear attack in Lake Tahoe leaves one Sacramento man lucky to be alive. The vacation homeowner heard the bear rummaging around in his garage, and when Cortland Korowitz went to see what was up, the bear charged. Well, fortunately, Cortland had bear spray.
And I just kind of caught something out of the left, my left eye, and it was the, you know, it was a bear rushing in, and we were both startled, and I just kind of shot the spray, and the overspray from the, you know, the shot hit me and hit my eyes.
But the bear got just enough of the spray that he ran off. CDOW investigating, but noting aggressive behavior like this, that's not very common. Well, do you have a kid heading for college? Listen up. The University of California is reopening the debate over using SAT and ACT scores in the admissions process.
6 years after dropping the standardized test, more than 3,000 STEM and humanities professors say bring back the testing, citing weak math and writing skills for incoming students. They signed letters calling for testing to again be part of the admissions process. The LA Times reporting former UC President Janet Napolitano, who pushed to end the testing requirement in 2020, agrees, saying standardized test scores could again be considered as one factor in the admissions process. The review comes as federal investigators scrutinize UC's admissions practices and ahead of next week's Regents meeting. If the tests are reinstated, the policy would not take effect until the fall 2028 application period at the earliest. I'm Sharon Reardon.
A fire burning in Elko County is up to 150 acres and counting. Excuse me. The so-called Pinyon Fire broke out yesterday near South Fork Reservoir. Elko County Fire Protection says they're battling shifting winds here. They are getting help from firefighters who drove in from Eureka County and Pine Valley, as well as federal and state agencies. Robotaxi companies. We don't have robotaxis here in Reno yet, but they're coming to Las Vegas. But those robotaxi companies that are bringing those things to Sin City, they're getting a new warning from the feds.
The tech companies behind robo-taxis are being reminded, first responders come first. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the companies need to make sure robo-taxis do not block police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances. The government says companies need to make any and all software changes to the driverless vehicles within the next month, as robo-taxi services are rolling out to new cities like San Diego, Las Vegas, Tampa, and Denver. I'm Rory O'Neill.
FM News Talk Time, 12:13. I'm Greg Neft.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
We have a non-injury collision working in Silver Springs. It is where Highway 50, Highway 50A, and 95A all come together at that roundabout, and it is making getting through the roundabout a bit of a pain in the neck right now. In Reno and Sparks, everything is moving along at the limit, but the limit is lowered in construction zones, and the NHP is asking people to please slow down. It's not only a good idea, but fines are doubled in construction zones. It's 85 degrees in Sparks, 84 in Carson, 86 degrees in Yerington, 73 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's take a look at your weather.
It's going to be early next week before we see a change in the weather pattern of abundant sunshine and warm afternoons, pleasant overnight conditions, close to 100 Saturday, then upper 80s, low 90s Monday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs. To keep your freezer full this season, call Butcher Boy. Today at 3, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
When Northern Nevada summers turn up the heat, You need a cooling system you can trust. Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has you covered. As a proud Rheem Pro partner, they install and service the most dependable, energy-efficient Rheem systems built to handle the heat. Call Elite Air Systems today for a free estimate, 292-0575. That's 292-0575. Or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
Treasure hunters, start your engines. Hannon's Estate Diggins is uncovering huge savings July 6th through the 10th. Save 30% on all furniture and lamps. Looking for that perfect chair, dining table with character, or a lamp that says, wow, where'd you find that? Well, you'll find it. Don't wait, though. These treasures won't stay buried for long. Open 9 to 5 at 411 Hot Springs Road in Carson City, Hannon's Estate Diggins.
Come on by. It's always a treasure hunt.
Are you a highly organized, motivated person interested in making unlimited income? Enjoy networking and helping local businesses get the word out? Does being part of an enthusiastic team of folks who would like to have fun at work sound attractive? Then the Evans Broadcast Company sales team would love to chat with you. Explore your options and future potential by reaching out to our sales team manager at 775-884-8000. Mention this sales ad and would like to talk. Call 884-8000 now.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff, like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
Our drought is getting worse. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. We had just a trace of rain last month in Reno. The last time we had any measurable rain was back in May. That was just a half inch. New numbers just out show Nevada's drought is reaching a critical stage. At this point, 75% of the state is now experiencing a moderate to exceptional drought. Western Nevada is in the abnormally dry to moderate drought category. The drought has parched our soil, which means less snowmelt is making it to the Truckee, Carson, and Walker Rivers as the dry soil soaks up the water. Statewide, the average soil moisture is at record lows. Stream flow of our local rivers is also down. Good news? Well, state reservoirs are still near or above their median capacity levels. All of them, that is, except for Lake Mead. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time, 1219. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Glad to have you with us here on this Thursday afternoon. We have 85 degrees, sunny skies, and if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know this half hour. Number one, she attacked people with a bat at Rancho San Rafael Park and actually hit someone with it, then led police on a high-speed chase through Reno at speeds reaching 90 miles per hour. This all went down yesterday. Bria Klein now faces a long list of charges. Number two, 70 very high-paying jobs promised in Sparks after a new Bitcoin factory opens off Pyramid Highway early next year. Singapore-based Bitdeer is opening the facility and promises they will be good neighbors. And number three, parts of Southbound Pyramid from York to Victorian Way will be closed starting tomorrow for repaving and lasting through Monday. Then next week, we'll do it all over again. Next Friday, watch for detours there. It is our top national story. A new poll finds that most American Jewish people do not feel they're being represented well by political leaders.
The poll, done by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, surveyed more than 1,000 Jewish adults in the
U.S. and found that 63% say prejudice against Jews is an extremely or very serious problem in America. 36% say supporting Israel is extremely or very important to their Jewish identity, while 26% say it's somewhat important. Most of those polled say they don't feel like either political party is doing a good job supporting them. 41% of Jewish adults say the Democratic Party supports them not very well or not well at all, and about half say President Trump and Republicans don't support Jewish people in the U.S. well. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Other news that we are following this hour, a walk away from a Nevada County conservation camp has been taken into custody in Mexico. CDCR says Miguel Benuelos walked away from the Washington Ridge camp in Nevada County on the 4th of July. Mexican authorities apprehended Benuelos without incident at a residence in Tijuana on Monday morning. He'll now appear before an immigration judge, be processed through a port of entry, and then be rehoused at one CDCR institution before being referred for possible escape charges, which means that he's going to go to a much higher security prison. You only get one chance at that sort of thing. Well, other news that we are following this hour, word is that the Los Angeles Police Department says that they're considering pausing their training academy ahead of the 2028 Olympics. The department already does not have enough officers for the Olympics.
On peak demand days, the LAPD will deploy approximately 6,700 officers across the various sites, of which we, the LAPD, can only provide one-third of that deployment.
LAPD Commander Mario Mota.
If we don't have enough officers, the federal government will come in and send in their officers. They will send in their ICE officers. They'll send in their federal officers. We will prioritize local police officers.
And that's Assemblymember Tina McKinner of Englewood there. Well, a bizarre story, a snake that was stolen by an 8-year-old boy during a break-in at one San Diego County pet store is back home.
The young boy is accused of smashing the glass door at Pet Supplies and More in Lakeside so he could steal a red fire sand boa on Monday. A witness saw it happen and called 911. Deputies caught up to him a short time later with the snake in hand. The snake is okay, but being monitored because it's pregnant. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office says the 8-year-old was not arrested and no charges are being filed. His parents will have to pay for the damage to the store's front door, which will be at least $2,000. I'm John Fink.
Can you say that kid is in trouble? I sure can. Well, to the latest now in Utah over the Tyler Robinson hearing. It's day 4 of the preliminary hearing to decide whether there's enough evidence to try Tyler Robinson. He's the suspect accused of killing Carly Kirk. Is there enough to proceed to trial? This is all happening in Provo, Utah, south of Salt Lake City. And word is that there's some video testimony that happened that really raised some eyebrows.
Before, and he said it was.
In the partially redacted video, Lance Twigg says he and Tyler Robinson were in the same friend group and became roommates before dating. Twigg said before the shooting, Robinson had told him he wanted to engrave bullets for a hunting trip and borrowed a tool from Twigg's in order to do that. But Twigg testified that after the shooting,
I just asked him in person if what he said was true the night before, and he said it was. I started crying a little bit and said he wishes he hadn't done it.
He says Robinson would sometimes talk about politics, but that he'd never heard Robinson mention Charlie Kirk. After the judge watched the video, another investigator read from the text messages Robinson had sent Twigg telling him about the shooting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It's called the continued surge of a parasitic illness that causes, quote, explosive diarrhea. And experts, I'm not making this up, are baffled.
Usually in the summer, we do see cases of cyclosporiasis, but this is just much bigger.
Dr. Ralph Ravello with the University of Texas Health System says there's no easy way to prevent an infection here.
And the other thing is right now with this big outbreak, nobody knows where it's coming from.
Like I said, he says that nobody knows where or what to do about it, really.
The CDC and other agencies are looking to see, is it from a food source? Is there something else going on?
The doctor says simply washing vegetables before you eat them does not help. Some states are more impacted than others. Texas is reporting 48 cases, but in 4 states there are more than 100 cases recorded. Not sure if Nevada is one of them. Well, in a related story, tomorrow is French Fry Day, and restaurants across the country are serving up freebies and discounts.
McDonald's offering free medium fries with a minimum $1 purchase through its app. Chains including Wendy's, Burger King, Five Guys, Whataburger, Checkers, and Rally's are rolling out their own fry deals. Most promotions will require a restaurant app or loyalty membership, so be sure to check before you go. National French Fry Day is Friday, July 10th. When eating fries counts as holiday celebrating. Ketchup not included. I'm Monica Nelson.
And from the sides to the main, a classic American gastro holiday is coming up. It's Hot Dog Day.
There are few things that are more New York than a hot dog. And on Wednesday, July 15th, we'll celebrate the Frankfurter and all it means to us on National Hot Dog Day. So now is a good time to do your homework to find as many cheap or even free dogs as you can that day. The New York Hot Dog King by the Met in Manhattan usually marks the event with free Franks. Nathan's Famous often discounts them to 5 cents apiece. And Circle K convenience stores are expected to continue their buy one, get one free sale next week. By the way, Americans eat about 20 billion hot dogs a year, nearly 7 billion of them during hot dog season from Memorial Day to Labor Day. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
Directly ahead, we'll talk about employee benefits, including those new GLP-1s. That's for if you eat too much hot dogs and french fries. That's coming up here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. It's 1226.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
That earlier collision in Silver Springs has been cleaned up and everything is going around through that pesky roundabout just fine right now. As a matter of fact, there are no collisions being worked in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Yerington, or around the lake. But I want to remind you, in Carson City, 7th Street, the pedestrian path along Airport Road, it is closed until about 4 p.m. They're doing some work in that area. It's 84 degrees in Reno, 86 in Dayton and in Smith Valley, 72 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Pretty much the same weather picture for the next couple of days we've had for the last couple of days. Mid-90s for the afternoon highs, maybe a little warmer, Saturday peaking out close to 100. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak choice and prime grades plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 1, Guy Benson following the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Wednesday afternoon games at Greater Nevada Field are promoted as Wild Wednesdays, an appropriate name yesterday, as 27 runs were scored. The Aces scored 14 of those, won the game. Fans were treated to 6 home runs. One more day of practice rounds and media time at the Celebrity Golf Tournament. Taylor Tillman is in his third celebrity, but hasn't gotten much attention before. Yesterday, he was in high demand. Tillman, a member of the men's national soccer team, now an analyst on soccer broadcast. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
We've got 85 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. The United States launching another series of strikes against Iran last night after Iranian forces attacked commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Republican New York Congressman Mike Lawler on Fox Business says he wouldn't be opposed to taking further action against Iran. Right.
Fundamentally, from my vantage point, keeping the pressure on them both militarily and economically is what is going to ultimately force resolution here. And ensure that they are no longer a threat.
Former Olympic canoeist David Hearn pleading not guilty to charges that he vandalized the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. Executive chair of the Democracy Defenders Fund, Norman Eisen, serving as Hearn's co-counsel.
If Mr. Hearn can be charged with a felony for touching the reflecting pool, every American is at risk.
America is listening to Fox News.
It is 12:31 here on the KKFT News at Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff. Glad to have you aboard this Thursday afternoon. We have 85 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just joining us, a recap of our top local story. And it's a bizarre one. A woman going after people trying to enjoy their day at Rancho San Rafael Park in Reno. She goes after them with a baseball bat. When police intervened, she then led them on a high-speed car chase. This all went down yesterday when the 35-year-old suspect, identified as Bria Klein, then started swinging, hitting at least one victim before running off in her Honda. Police saw the getaway car. They tried to stop her, and she instead hit the gas, running red lights on residential streets at speeds around 90 miles per hour. She stopped off North McCarran near Sutro, backing into a sheriff's cruiser, then fleeing onto 395, later crashing her car in Virginia and Kitsky. She tried fleeing on foot, but deputies quickly caught up with 35-year-old Klein. She faces a long list of charges. And a months-long drug trafficking investigation leads to the arrest of a 36-year-old Reno man. James Ivory III was taken into custody on Tuesday.
Over the course of the investigation, detectives observed Ivory III on multiple occasions selling crack cocaine to individuals in the vicinity of his residence near Stoker Avenue and Stardust Street.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says when they searched Ivory's residence, there was very little doubt that they had their man. FM News Talk time. It is 12:33 as we continue right along here. There's evidence they do more than just help people lose weight, but a lot of employee benefit plans are still saying no to covering the cost of a popular category of drugs.
A survey by the International Foundation of Employee Benefit Plans finds most employers still are saying no when it comes to covering the cost of GLP-1 drugs for weight loss. That's despite Medicare's decision to do so, and as new GLP-1s continue to enter the marketplace. 36% of employers say they cover the cost of the medications for both diabetes and weight loss, and 60% just for diabetes. That's despite a number of studies which show the drugs, when used for weight loss, can lessen and in some cases alleviate medical conditions, lowering the cost of coverage. I'm Daria Albinger.
FM News Talk time, 12:33.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno Tahoe at 775-825-1005 or visit tmsreno.com. That's 825-1005.
Hey, Reno Sparks. This is Sean from Sargent's, your local appliance expert. Question: with all the different appliance brands and types out there today, how do you know which one's the right one for your house? With over 50 years in business in Sparks, we know a thing or two about appliances. And like always, we service everything we sell. We have interest-free financing options available on approved credit. If you want to get taken care of during and after the sale and not have to call a 1-800 number, search for Sargent's Appliance in Sparks.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Well into the 90s for the rest of the week before a change in the pattern comes Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Most places shy of 100 could touch it at the end of the week, kicking off the weekend in the Truckee Meadows. Grilling season at Butcher Boy, that means steak choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
A new wildland fire near the Lyon and Story County line is halfway to getting controlled. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Pine Nut Fire is north of Highway 50, due east of Virginia City. It started yesterday, now 50% contained, 5 acres burned, but that measurement was from 3 p.m. yesterday. The closest major fire to us is the Van Fire, burning just southwest of Yosemite. It's 60% contained. It has scorched about 2 square miles. There's also a 5 to 10 acre fire burning west of 395 up north in Lassen County. In that 19 miles northeast of Winnemucca, the Dutch Flat Fire, finally 100% contained after it torched over 24 square miles. Mop-up is going on now. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are rising in afternoon trading as investors set aside jitters over a flare-up in U.S.-Iran tensions. Memory and chip stocks are surging again. However, software stocks are slipping on AI disruption jitters. Shares of IBM and Microsoft are falling following news that Starbucks is reportedly developing AI-powered software that could replace several enterprise applications currently supplied by Microsoft and IBM. The focus remains on the AI trade ahead of South Korean memory chip giant SK Hynix's highly anticipated debut tomorrow on the NASDAQ. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly lower, led by Alphabet. And according to Morgan Stanley, the Magnificent Seven stocks are now trading at their cheapest valuation relative to the S&P 500 in more than a decade. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:38. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft, and it's time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosba from Keystone CPAs joins us, as he always does, every weekday afternoon at 12:35, right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic, Greg. Thanks for asking.
Of course. Well, I'm concerned about you. I care. I care about you.
I appreciate that.
I bet you do.
We cry because we care.
We do. And we laugh because otherwise we'd cry. But let's talk a little bit about something that, I know is coming due. Taxes, of course, are very near and dear to your heart because, after all, you are an accountant. And I guess Nevada business property tax is coming due very soon.
Indeed it is. Lien date's June 30th with a July 31st due date. Greg, and I'll tell you, it's probably the most misunderstood tax in all of taxdom.
Okay.
Many business owners just simply go to their depreciation schedule, put what's on that depreciation schedule on that personal property declaration, and that is 100% incorrect.
Oh.
In fact, probably the things people are most surprised about is if you do a cost segregation on your building and carpet, like, wasn't that tangible personal property? Well, it is for the federal government, but not for the great state of Nevada. So you don't have to pay property tax on that. It's already included in the real estate. The other thing that almost everybody gets wrong, Greg, is they include their sales tax in their declaration. You don't have to. That's an intangible, often overstated. But probably the funnest part of it is this thing called ghost assets. You know, when was the last time you looked at your depreciation record? Do you still have that server from 1992? It's probably gone into the trash heap years ago. take that off, because otherwise it's not fully depreciated ever for Nevada personal property tax purposes. There's always a residual. So I've seen people pay hundreds or thousands of dollars more than they needed to for personal property tax just because they didn't understand the rules.
Yeah, and we do want to understand the rules. And due date, I guess, is July 31st?
July 31st. You can go online to the, in this case, Washoe County Assessor's Office, get an automatic extension for a month. That's easy. Or you just get the thing done.
Well, it's easier than paying your car taxes, that's for sure.
No truer words ever spoken.
I know. I've dealt with the DMV. Trust me on that one. Let's talk a little bit about something that's happening right here locally in Northern Nevada. This is interesting. We had this on the news. Bitdeer. They're a Singapore-based company. They're actually going to be opening a Bitcoin manufacturing facility. I didn't realize that there's actual physical Bitcoin that you can hold, like a casino chip or something like that.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a big win is, more technology companies come to Northern Nevada. There's an incentive package that goes with that, Greg. You know, they work with the Nevada authorities to be able to say, hey, you're going to get a break on modified business tax moving forward, get a break on property tax. And that's all good. Every state has them. If we choose not to deploy those tax incentives, we're just going to be at a significant disadvantage. What is true is when all those incentives fade away, mm-hmm. Think about how long Tesla's been here. They're gone. The companies here, they're paying property tax, lots of it. It cost a little bit to get them in here. It's a loss leader, but it's good for Nevada, probably more importantly because of the people that come with it. These are high-tech, smart people, and as you think about it, the right people to have in our economy.
Sure. And something else I want to talk about. We've talked a lot about capitalism versus socialism and the benefits and the pros and cons. We had a long discussion about that yesterday. I hope folks got a chance to listen. There's a new poll from the Wall Street Journal. This is pretty credible. So it's from the Wall Street Journal. Americans say capitalism is not working very, very well. Apparently, only 35% are fairly sure that the country offers an opportunity for good jobs and the American dream, and there's even less confidence in our system of government. We can talk about government all we want, but, you know, capitalism, I mean, it's brought prosperity. It's got its problems. I'm not saying it's perfect, of course, but I think it's the best way, really.
Yes, the best, and the only reason people have dampened their enthusiasm on capitalism is government intervention that makes it less capitalistic. Okay, so, you know, in essence, you know, well-founded. Our legislatures are making it harder and harder and harder for people to get into business. So let's say this. Nevada is one of the most regulated states in the nation when mm-hmm. it comes to getting a license to do things. Now, in the state of Nevada, if you want to be an interior designer, mm-hmm. you have to, right, have an experience requirement, and then you have somebody sign off that you know what you're doing, and then you get your interior designer license. Mm. So what really is the risk if somebody doesn't have a license, Greg? Bad drapes? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, right? So you don't need that level. Same thing. I'm a business broker. Nevada's one full of a handful of states that require business brokers to be licensed with the state. And I'm licensed with the Department of Real Estate. I don't sell real estate. I sell businesses.
Right.
It's different. So Nevada is really makes that a less capitalistic entrepreneurial environment, because what it's doing is it's limiting people's access to the field. Right. Somebody wants to take a risk in a non-licensed interior designer, have bad drapes, maybe it'll save them a buck or two. Fine. It should not limit somebody's ability to get into business.
Well, I can even take this a step even more locally. Somebody who I know very well is trying to put an awning on her home, a simple patio awning, some sunshade. She got a letter from the city. Not going to say which one. She'll figure it out. But still, I mean, it's like, come on, this is your property.
Right, right. I can't put an awning on. What's going to happen, right? The awning fall off. Oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. That's what it's overreach of the government that dampens entrepreneurship, dampens opportunity and capitalism. And that's where I would just, you know, challenge our elected officials. I know, well intended, mm-hmm. but really, what's the risk? If you ever been to Mexico, many times, right? You can do pretty much whatever you want in Mexico. You get hurt, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not going to protect you from getting hurt. So be safe.
Yeah.
Right. Instead,
common sense.
Common sense goes a long way. Here, we're going to protect you from yourself.
Well, I hate when people do that, and I hate when governments do that even more. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs, thank you so much for joining us. As always, good talk, and we'll do it again tomorrow, Friday.
Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Keystone CPAs wants to help you out with your money and figure out those crazy regulations that we were just talking about. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. They want to hear from you. They'll give you a free one-hour consultation. 1244 on the news at noon.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We're looking okay on the roads right now. That earlier collision in Silver Springs, all cleaned up. We don't have any collisions working on any of the freeways right now. However, the bridges on Interstate 80 between the California state line and Mogul, those are over 60 years old. They are replacing them. That's a construction zone. No, not only do you need to slow down, but drive carefully and watch out for lane changes. And you should discover the friendliest automotive repair shop in Reno, Pro One Automotive. Are you ready to be treated like you are number one? Choose Pro One, corner of Newland Terminal in Reno. It's 86 degrees. It's 86 in Sparks, Minden, and Wellington, 72 at Emerald Bay. Here's your weather forecast.
It's going to be early next week before we see a change in the weather pattern of abundant sunshine and warm afternoons, pleasant overnight conditions, close to 100 Saturday, then upper 80s, low 90s Monday. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy. Today at 3, Lars Larson, FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
What does America mean to you?
America means freedom to me because we had founders who were geniuses. They crafted a country that would be a shining beacon on a hill. And they crafted a constitution and a declaration of independence that told the whole world our citizens are free because they got their rights from God. And then government is forbidden to take those rights away by a constitution and a bill of rights. And thank God for that as well. Happy 250th birthday to the United States of America.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news.
K.
KKFT.
We've got 84 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff, very glad to have you with us here. Well, today is expected to be one of the busiest days of the summer travel season at U.S. airports.
We have more than 56,000 flights taking off coast to coast today. On the peak day for the July 4th travel surge, we only had roughly 52,000 plus. Same story for this past Thanksgiving. The peak day was the Tuesday prior back in 2025, also around 52,000 flights.
Means that's NBC's Maggie Vespa. Safety tests by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety on the Cadillac CT5 have come back with very poor scores. The luxury midsize sedan was the only vehicle from the Detroit Big Three that was eligible for the testing, and it had poor marks in four areas. Those are the side impact crash test, the headlight test, the moderate overlap front crash test, and the updated front crash pretension test. The CT5 was introduced by Cadillac in 2019, so no word on why that's done so bad. Home sales for the month of June are coming in lower than expected. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes in June dropped over 2% from May, despite projections of a slight gain from month over month. The median price of an existing home sold in June was $440,600. That's an increase of nearly 2% from the year before. FM News Talk Time, 1251.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
College football season 2 weeks away. The realigned Mountain West features new teams, but two familiar names are picked to compete for the conference championship, New Mexico and UNLV. A newcomer, North Dakota State, is a wild card. The Mountain West a step up for the Bison, who have won titles in the FCS. 14-13, the final yesterday, as the Aces won the second game over Round Rock. Six home runs, four for Reno. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus. Premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
Summer is here, and so is Florence Fence. Call the experts at Florence Fence for a free estimate. Wood fence, chain link, ornamental iron, vinyl fence. We do it all. Need an automatic gate? Florence Fence has experienced technicians. With a push of a button, your gates will open and close to help make your life easier. Call Florence Fence at 775-267-9918 or visit us at florencefenceinc.com.
Looking for a great day on the golf course while supporting a great cause? Join Fish, Friends in Service Helping, for the first annual Tee Up for Hope golf tournament on Friday, July 10th at beautiful Genoa Lakes. Your entry includes golf, food, drinks, plus raffles and great prizes. Every swing helps provide food, instruction, shelter, and health care for those in need across northern Nevada. Register today at nvfish.com or call 775-882-3474. That's nvfish.com.
Give your child a fighting chance with the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy anti-bullying and children's self-defense classes. We're an approved facility for the Washoe County School District PE Options Program. Let us share our experience to teach your child self-defense, fitness, and sportsmanship. Come in to 1335 Air Motive Way in Reno or 301 Hot Springs Road No. 5 in Carson City for your free week of classes. For more information and a full class schedule, go to bjjreno.com.
FM Top Weather.
Well into the 90s for the rest of the week before a change in the pattern comes Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Most places shy of 100 could touch it at the end of the week, kicking off the weekend in the Truckee Meadows. Grilling season at Butcher Boy, that means steak choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
And I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, 85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And I'm really glad that you've joined us here on this Thursday, almost to your weekend. If you're just checking in, word is that U.S. Olympian David Hearn is entering a not guilty plea in connection with alleged damage to the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in Washington. One of his attorneys talking to supporters outside the courtroom.
This is a case that should never have been brought. Davy Hearn is innocent. And we are going to fight this case and entrust the justice system to do the right thing.
And that's his attorney, Norman Eisen, who says every American should be alarmed by this prosecution.
We have confidence in our justice system to see through this misuse of government power against an ordinary American, based on a false and politicized narrative.
The Olympian canoeist is accused of causing more than $1,000 in damage to the pool. He was indicted on a single count of destruction of property. Hearn was arraigned in D.C. Superior Court today, where he entered the plea of not guilty and was released. His next hearing will be on August 5th. Time right now for today's Fox Snapshot.
It's July 9th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day. This holiday staple dates back to the mid-1700s in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, where German Protestant settlers made the delicious cookie, which would become known as the Nazareth Cookie. Today, sugar cookie making, baking, and decorating has been elevated to an art form as bakers everywhere, both young and old, add their special twist to the iconic treat. Also on this date, in 1955,
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets would top the Billboard charts and go on to be one of the best-selling singles of all time. And in 1956, Dick Clark would make his first appearance on American Bandstand and host the program till its final episode in 1989. The show would feature some of the hottest acts in top 40 music history, from Jerry Lee Lewis to Run DMC. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor Tom Hanks, born in 1956. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
KKFT News Time 12:57. A study finds California's, and thus the Sierra Nevada's, gray wolves are eating more cattle than wild prey.
Researchers at UC Davis believe a diet of cattle may be fueling the regrowth of the wolf population in California. They found cattle DNA in 72% of wolf scat samples collected in the summers of 2022 and 23. Mule deer are the primary natural prey for wolves in California. Their DNA appeared in 45% of scat samples, and small mammal DNA appeared in 51% of samples. The study was conducted for several months and focused on the Lassen and Harvey wolf packs. I'm Daniel Martindale.
To the television right now, and there's a reboot coming of a classic TV show.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino.
My dear Hungry with Hollis community.
On Peacock, the five-star weekend, Jennifer Garner stars in the Ellen Hildebrand adaptation as a celebrity chef who, after the death of her husband, gathers her best friends for a weekend on Nantucket. With Regina Hall, Chloe Sevigny, D'Arcy Carden, and Gemma Chan.
What brought you to this land?
Netflix debuts its big-budget new adaptation of Laura Ingalls Wilder's Little House on the Prairie. Over 50 years after the Michael Landon original, the 8-episode survival drama following the Ingalls family's wagon journey from Wisconsin to Independence, Kansas. On HBO, the 4-part docuseries The Man Will Burn premieres, chronicling Burning Man's 40-year evolution from San Francisco counterculture to an 80,000-person city in the Nevada desert. On Apple TV Plus, the British comedy Trying returns for season 5. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
12:58 right here on the KKFT News at Noon, and where it is, first teaser for the next Japanese Godzilla film is out now.
Godzilla Minus Zero is a direct sequel to 2023's Godzilla Minus One. The film picks up 2 years after the events of the first, with Godzilla now aiming for New York City. Godzilla Minus One was a hit at the box office, earning $116 million worldwide to become the highest-grossing Japanese Godzilla film ever. Godzilla Minus Zero stomps into theaters November 6th. I'm Wendy Swanson.
And I'm Greg Neff. That's going to do it for today's KKFT News at Noon. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it with all the latest news in Northern Nevada and beyond. For Phil, for Craig, for John Potter, of course, Jerry, my name is Greg Neff again. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Make it a great day, everyone. Try to enjoy the sunshine if you can.
I will wait for you.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.